We're going to pray in a moment. There's a few things that has to be understood what happened in the United States of America at this time. And as a prophetic voice, which is the voice of insight, as an apostolic voice, a voice of government and grace, I have to speak to you and whom I'm responsible for, that you may know what is going on in our nation at this time. That you will not be fearful, you will not be worried, and not get too much involved trying to say one way or the other. I just decided in my office this morning I'm not Republican, no Democrat. I'm the man, the angel in the fifth chapter of Joshua. Joshua asked the angel the question, who you for? And the angel said, I'm for the Lord. And I found out that politic and preaching don't mix. Because we don't vote about what God says. You got to do it, you know, I don't care who you are. And so I see what's happening. The Lord spoke to me prior to the last election. I know 8 years went by when President Obama was in office that the evangelical churches stopped praying for the president and they started praying for the nation. All the while I was with them, I understood, because I've been out here 40-something years, they would always pray for the president. But when the Lord set Obama in there, not only for 4 years, but 8 years, and I'm not dealing with a black and white issue, but he's one of the cleanest president morally that we ever had. And it had to be God doing, because we couldn't, black folks couldn't put him in office. God had to put him in office for 8 years. And then I was praying about the election, all kind of things were going on, all kind of immoral things was coming out during the run for the last seat when our seated president, President Trump, is in office now. And I do pray for him. But there were so many things coming out that was immoral. And then the evangelical, the 8 years, I believe, pulled the evangelical's world out of hiding.
Right. Right.
Think racism.
Right. Yes,
prejudice has come.
Right.
Come, my two sons, all three of my sons, come stand with me. You ought to stand around the pulpit.
Yes, sir.
And so, get closer, boy. And so prophetically, I know I'm a voice in the body of Christ around the world. See, we're not a local church. And if I stay silent, I'm wrong at this time.
Yes, sir.
Now, the evangelical world, some of the largest ministries in the world, they got tapes going out prophesying about who President Trump is. And then they made a mistake, though. They made a mistake and said, we have the most righteous man in office that we ever had. Major ministry. I call some of the name, you'll know it. They sent some tapes out of my office. My secretary called me and I'm out and telling me what these tapes said. Jesus said, you know a tree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
By the fruit it bears.
Right.
So don't be disturbed.
Right.
This thing is, the Lord spoke to me prior to the election. I was sitting in on my front porch. He says, I will not accept dictatorship.
Right.
Well, the Lord don't always tell you everything he's talking about. I knew he had something going on. The Lord permitted President Trump to go in. And what he's doing with him is cleaning up all this old nasty, crazy politics that's been going on for years and years. They're all confused right now because you don't know what he's going to do. And at the same time, he brought out the evangelical who've been hiding by all God's people the same. Then brought, see, 8 years Obama, right. Then we got Trump. God did both of them.
Right. Right. Yes, sir.
And now everybody drawn out, and these people are just, I mean, it's, I cannot stand behind this gospel plow. And hear these people tell God people that our president is a righteous, righteous man.
Right.
Now listen, I love the president, but the president can't even ask for forgiveness.
Right.
That's one of the first marks of being a Christian, that you can ask, well, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. So I'm not out here to cut him down, but I'm speaking to you because of you're a Christian. And we're getting ready to rule.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
And all these supposed to be big voices are coming out to be small voices.
That's right.
Because there are some things they've been holding their heart all these years.
That's right.
And it's coming out now. I mean, let me repeat myself. It is so obvious.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir.
To say that our president is the most righteous man we ever had. It's so obvious that you pushing something that God didn't tell you to push.
Right.
Can I talk with you? God used Pharaoh.
Yes, he did.
He said he made his heart hard for a reason.
Yeah.
Grab your Bible while you're standing. We're going to pray in a minute. I want to get you straight in there so you don't have to worry about this.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
In Psalm 105, verse 15.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 105, verse 15. Let's clear it up. Do you appreciate this?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 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 Yes, sir.
Now, I have to say it, you have a prophet in your midst. You have an apostle in your midst. And so we are responsible, listen, for what God has done for us.
Absolutely.
We are responsible. The call that is on, listen to what I'm saying.
Come on, sir.
The call that is on our lives.
Yes,
you're part of this commission, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
The call that is on our lives is to tell it like the Bible says. I'm afraid to be solemn now.
Come on.
Psalm 105, verse 15.
Right.
Saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
I say, do you see that?
Yes,
now I want you to notice something in verse 22. Talking about Joseph. Joseph looked like he was insignificant, but he was God's man. To bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators. I know you ain't always in that. Teach his senators wisdom. Now, this action, I want you to make a note of this. Is carried out, going to be walk out in the 94th Psalm, the spirit of vengeance. And Proverb 29 talks about people who proclaim to be righteous, not righteous. God will have to deal with them. Now, the president never said he was a righteous man. It's the evangelical world said. Because like they want, it looked like they want a white righteous man.
Right. Right.
I got backup, y'all know.
Right.
Not these boys.
Right.
I got backup. I just got them stood up there with my son to stand up here with me. But I got another backup.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Elijah had 450 false prophet against her blend.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But Elijah called fire down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so you can't be afraid. See, God made God made me independent in this church, independent of the system many years ago, because he knew we were going to have to open our mouth at a certain time, that if you had to trust other people for your souls or other people to be your backup, you couldn't say something. So I could open my mouth that the Spirit of God speak to me and tell you that this whole thing will be shut down.
Yes, sir.
Including all those evangelicals who are trying to violate God's word to put on a pinnacle somebody they won't put on a pinnacle. It will not work. I pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence every day. But the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. And so you must keep praying, as 2 Timothy tells us, 1 Timothy tells us, keep praying for the leaders. I do that. But yet, righteousness has to prevail. And so sometimes, if you don't understand turns are made. And you have to start hoping if you don't understand. But I want you to understand that everything is right on target.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Everything's right on target. And listen, you need to hear this. God is still in control.
Yes,
sir. Don't get worried. There's no man can take this thing overboard. No, God is still in control. So now you all who have problem with this, y'all denomination, y'all different parties and all that. Now I got sons and daughters all over the world listening at me, churches all over the world. And I'm not talking parties, son, daughter. I'm not talking parties. I'm talking prophetically. When you see these things start happening, it may go for a while, but when you see these things start falling and things start happening, you'll know that I told you so. Everything is under the hand of God. And it's going to come out just like God wanted to come out.
Yes,
secondly, money and meat. Health, wealth, and happiness is one aspect of our ministry. And people have a tendency they can't handle money and they can't handle meat. They can't handle health instruction. Now, what we have now, some things happening real fast. A lot of pastors die. Young. 50. 49. 56. Many of it is due to the fact that the church never knew God's will in taking care of the temple. You see what I'm saying? I'm not bringing an indictment, but I'm bringing an observation that is very clear, that if you don't take care of your temple, you're going to leave earlier than you were supposed to leave.
That's true.
They call me, pastor died. Then they call me, another pastor died. They call me, another pastor died. They call me, another pastor died. What? Now, I believe some of them same men had a right to hear what I was teaching. But people love their turbo diet. That's why the church thinned out something. You know, the church used to be full. But people, they chose their diet over deliverance. And that's why I backed off some. I talked about 15, 20 lessons. I backed off some because people, but then the Lord told me to push it again. I pushed it real strong in Richmond, one of my largest churches. I pushed it real strong on a Saturday morning. So all of these things happening, you know, all of these things happening. God sending us a word, sent his word and healed them. Mm-hmm. And deliver them from their destruction. And so I don't want you to be fearful about what's going to happen. Just keep praising it.